سلام، فهیم هستم و با یکی دیگه از قسمت‌های رادیو آیلتس آفرینش در خدمت شما هستم. امیدوارم که مثل همیشه ما رو تا آخر این برنامه یاری کنید. این قسمت از رادیو آیلتس آفرینش قصد داره تا یکی از کیو کارت‌های اخیر در مصاحبه اسپیکینگ آزمون آیلتس رو مورد بررسی قرار بده. اگر شما هم جزو اون دسته از افراد هستید که دارن برای این آزمون آماده میشن ولی از لحاظ ایده پردازی و یا استفاده از لغات همچنان با مشکل مواجه هستن، پیشنهاد میکنم که این قسمت رو به هیچ وجه از دست ندید. میریم تا سوال این کیو کارت رو با هم بررسی کنیم. Describe a time you enjoyed a free day off work or school. You should say when it was, what you did, how long the free time lasted, and explain how you felt about it. همونطور که شنیدید، کیو کارت از شما خواسته تا تجربتون رو در رابطه با یک روز تعطیلی از کار یا مدرسه رو ارائه کنید. دقت داشته باشید که لغات مرتبط با کار و مدرسه در این قسمت میتونن به شما کمک زیادی کنن تا بتونید ایده هاتون رو راحت تر بیان کنید. همچنین دقت داشته باشید که بولت پوینت های کیو کارت میتونن مسیر رو برای شما مشخص کنن تا بتونید در اون راستا پیش برید و صحبتتون رو ارائه کنید. با همدیگه یک پاسخ احتمالی به این کیو کارت رو میشنویم.
Well, it was about a month ago that I got up at the crack of dawn to embark on my daily grind. You know, I've got this new gig at a company which actually requires me to be there at 8 sharp and clock in. Anyhow, I was already behind on a physics lab, so I could have actually used some spare time to cram. You know, I was sort of in luck. Before I hit the road, my boss phoned me up only to let me know that I was off the clock that day as there was actually some maintenance underway at that time. Being off the hook was something that I'd been looking forward to for some time. Well, I got all gussied up and sat in on some biz-related powwows. What I also did was to cover the materials for school. Always being in the thick of it, I barely have enough free time to eat, let alone study well for an exam. But that day came as a blessing. Honestly, that day sort of got me thinking that maybe I should free up some time to get around doing stuff. You know, our lives have got so hectic that we've actually lost sight of the point of living. We think the more we actually work, the better we'll get, but that's misguided. I figure it's mandatory for everyone to realize how profound and precious life is, and wasting it away doing backbreaking grunt work is not going to do any good.
در ادامه تعدادی از لغات و عباراتی که در این پاسخ به کار رفت رو بررسی می‌کنیم.
Daily grind. کار روزانه و سخت. I think I'm getting tired of doing this daily grind.
Gig.
شغل.
I have a gig at the cafe downtown.
Clock in. ساعت زدن. After you go to work, you're going to have to clock in.
Cram.
به شدت برای آزمونی درس خوندن.
Sometimes you have to cram for the tests.
Phone someone up.
با کسی تماس گرفتن.
I need him to phone me up right now.
To be off the hook.
مجبور به انجام کاری نبودن.
Dad told me that I was off the hook for the week. I'm so happy.
Gussy up.
پوشیدن لباسای شیک و با کلاس.
Hey, where are you going? You're all gussied up.
Biz. business. Hey man, I'm here to talk biz.
Powwow. مذاکره.
The two sides decided to have a powwow.
To be in the thick of it.
خیلی مشغله داشتن و شلوغ بودن.
I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm always in the thick of it.
Let alone. چه برسه به این که.
I can barely get up, let alone go to work.
Lose sight of something. چیزی رو نادیده گرفتن.
We actually shouldn't lose sight of intimacy.
Misguided.
گمراه کننده و یا چیزی که شرایط رو بدتر میکنه.
The new economic policy is totally misguided.
Grunt work.
کار بسیار سخت.
It doesn't matter how much you're going to pay me. I'm not doing this grunt work.
امیدوارم که برنامه امروز هم مورد پسند و استفاده شما دوستان واقع شده باشه. تا برنامه بعدی بدرود.
خانه آیلتس آفرینش، تنها مرکز تخصصی دوره‌های آیلتس در ایران. www.afarinesh.org